Around 3:15 Tuesday, as tornadoes were touching down across North Texas, Nikki Rosen received an email from Hexter Elementary in Dallas. She was told the after-school program that usually cares for her son until 6 p.m. had been canceled. The email said that she needed to immediately come to the school and pick up 8-year-old Isaac. Rosen says she began to panic.
Where my son's father was, they were still having tornado warnings. They were going down into the basement of the office building downtown. They made it seem so imperative that we all rushed down there. I mean, I spent a good 30 minutes out of my workday on the phone trying to get a parent to pick up my child because it wasn't safe for his dad to go pick him up, and I wasn't able to leave work.
At about the same time, 3:15, the mother of a 6-year-old at Dallas's Lakewood Elementary had a similar experience. Leslie Spradlin says she received a call from a Lakewood teacher saying the after-school program was canceled and she needed to pick up her daughter right away.
And I said, well, I'm in Irving, and it's like pouring down rain. And she said, well, perhaps your husband can do it. And I said, well, I don't know. I'm going to have to call and see. And she said, well, your daughter will be out on the sidewalk.
In spite of tornadoes in the area and a blinding rain, Leslie Spradlin says her husband began driving to Dallas's Lakewood Elementary from Richardson. She also jumped into her car to make the 40-minute drive from Irving.
I was out driving in it, trying to get to her, because I didn't want her standing on the sidewalk, you know?
DISD spokesman John DeLander says the district wasn't aware that schools had made these calls requesting immediate pickup. And DeLander says that while the district told principals after-school activities were canceled, the district never intentionally canceled the after-school care.
When we canceled the after-school activities, what we were really talking about were after-school activities such as athletic events and after-school activities such as adult basic education classes. We were trying to keep people off the road, so after-school care got unfortunately roped into that.
DeLander says it was a miscommunication, and he believes what happened to these mothers was rare, though both say they know of other parents who had the same unnerving experience. DeLander says DISD is reviewing its communications. Rosen and Spradlin hopes the review will result in a DISD commitment to leave the aftercare program in place even when severe weather barrels through. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.